What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's not that Stephen Kwan doesn't want to be here. He doesn't want to be here for less.
And is there a movie you would drive 5 hours to go see and buy the tickets a year in advance? We found it. It's Mitch at the Movies on the podcast.
It's the emerging podcast scene presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app. We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. Welcome on into the show. I am getting a lot of reactions to my Stephen Kwan conversation that I had with you. It's picking up online a little bit. I gotta tell you, man, we've had a hell of a lot of Guardians conversation here over the last couple of weeks. You can't say we don't talk Gardos on that show. Holy potato salad. By the way, we are brought to you by Extend Technologies, where you can get 12 months interest-free financing. The Stephen Kwan conversation, I'm getting a lot of the people, and let me tell you this. If you think he's not worth it, like some people brought up injuries, some people have brought up on-base percentage, things like that, that's a valid argument if you want to make arguments about that. I cannot yet accept, and I brought this up on the regular show, I cannot yet accept the he wants to be on the West Coast. I don't think he wants to be on the West Coast for less. That's the issue. No. That's where I draw umbrage.
Of course not.
Because it's going, I heard they made an offer to him. What is the offer? Do we know what the offer is he turned down? Because if he turned down like 10 years, $230 million, then he does not want to be here.
But aren't the Guardians going to lose any bidding war against, 98% of Major League Baseball?
They are. And
if he is going for top dollar, we will lose him.
Yes, we will. So, and that means you'll have to trade him at some point.
That means you have to trade him.
I don't know if this year's the year you have to trade him. Yes. Bring myself down. Okay. If you have to trade him, you have to trade him. I can't force him to sign. If you just traded him this year, I'd be very upset. Like, next year, we could have that argument, and I could go, okay, fine, now's the time. But I think this year, I don't think it's time for the conversation. But let me say this. Like, for Stephen Kwan, I just can't put it on Stephen Kwan. He won't sign a contract. Well, what did you offer him? What did you offer him? Because you could – Jose Ramirez stayed for less. Stephen Kwan may not want to be here, .. for less.
Well, they probably offered him weren't there reports like a year ago?
I don't know.
And at that point, they probably offered him like $10 million a year, which is what you do. You always offer the young guys, mm-hmm. See if they'll mm-hmm. jump on security. The issue last year was he was batting so incredibly well.
Uh-huh.
This year, he's not that. I mean, he's really still good. He's an all-star.
He's still on 300.
But, Owen made the point. He was... like a month and a half, 2 months into the season, wasn't he batting like 400?
Yeah, and then he got hurt. He was on the IL for a little while and then came back and it started to decline. And then by the end of the year, he was at 280, 290, which is a good spot for a Guardian. But
this is part of the issue that we have with baseball as opposed to the other sports is in baseball, you almost have to, if you're in a market like Cleveland, you almost have to root for Kwan not to be great.
Mm-hmm.
If he's great... yeah. then you know you can't afford him.
Yeah,
you can't even make a case for him.
You need nine really good guys and not any great players. Because, well, there's one great player that decided to stay with you. But the problem is when you are a good team, those really good players end up looking really great.
Like, nobody in the NFL is rooting for their Myles Garrett-like player. Nobody is rooting for that guy to be way worse.
Mm-hmm.
But in baseball, look at who the Dodgers have on their team. Look at who the Mets have on their team. The top payrolls, the Yankees, who even the Yankees, somebody was too rich for their blood last mm-hmm. year. The Red Sox, we've had a number of players now too rich for their blood over the last 5 years. So if we can't keep up with the Red Sox, like, or if the Red Sox can't keep up with the Dodgers, I should say, then that to me, when we are sitting there arguing with each other, aren't we both really arguing about baseball more than the owner? Since I don't see a bunch of owners lining up to buy the Guardians and to spend money all of a sudden on the Guardians players, like, because I don't see that, yeah, I'm always going to blame baseball more than the Dolans.
But I think somebody's willing to do it. I think eventually somebody's willing to. I think there will be a team that's willing to pay Stephen Kwan probably a little bit more than he's worth. And listen, if they got rid of him next year, I'm going to imagine that they just could not come to an agreement. If he ends up getting paid, Owen said it this morning, and he was right. If he ends up signing in the neighborhood of what we're talking about or less, you're going to be really upset. If he ends up signing for more, it's going to be like, okay, we just can't afford him. So, this is a weird thing to say. The moment they trade Stephen Kwan, there will be people cussing out the Dolans. I got to see the other side of the deal. And that's this year they'll certainly cuss them out. And next year they'll cuss them out to a degree. Well, I just got to see the other side of the deal. What does he sign for? Because if you're bringing in Stephen Kwan, I think you're bringing in Stephen Kwan with the intention to sign him. Well, I don't know about now because you have two more years of arbitration. Does that get lost once they trade him, though? Is that how that works, or how does that go? I don't think that's how that goes.
Well, I just think that if you're trading Stephen Kwan, you would need Major League ready right now, instantly, everyday players.
Yeah, I don't think you're doing that. Because, again, you have to focus on what you're putting around your 31, 32-year-old Hall of Famer. So, Steven, I mean, we've talked about him to death now. So that's a conversation you guys can have tomorrow morning and you guys can have with Jason tomorrow.
Well, what's interesting is see how wildly different some people are arguing. Some people tracked down a column where they were talking about Kwan for like $15 million a year. Well, great. Yeah, fine. If we get him for $15 million a year, it's a pipe dream.
I just know for a fact. Go ahead.
My number is $22 million. If they lose him, if it's over $22 million, I'll be like, okay, whatever.
All right.
If it's under that, it should be the Guardians.
It should be. But I know for a fact in Lyman, and you guys, we all know for a fact, these three guys in this room, that of what he's looking for and that the market can command, not with every team, obviously, and probably not with us, $30 million a year. I mean, we've been told that by people in the know. So we'll see how the season ends, and hopefully it ends with him being a Cleveland Guardian. But that's a conversation, again, you guys can continue to have tomorrow morning with Jason. I'd love to hear his perspective on it. He's a big baseball guy, even though he covers the other teams more. Yeah.
One last thing, and maybe we answer this later, right? I think $30 million a year is for superstars. Is he a superstar?
Well, somebody brought
not
up,
a superstar,
our,
no.
Our former intern brought up there's 19 guys making over $30 million a year. Is he one of those 19 guys? And I said, well, markets are going to go up, which that's not the answer. He is an all-star. So if he's an all-star, has he not been an all-star the last 2 years?
Yeah,
so if
but all-star and superstar are totally different.
Okay, but I actually disagree. I think that you're getting to a level now in baseball where you're now a two-time all-star. That is starting to look what your market's going to look like. I don't think that he's going to slow down to a point where he's no longer an all-star.
Shoe companies aren't building a shoe around him.
Nobody's building a shoe around any of these guys. But
yeah, they are.
Who?
Francisco Lindor has one.
Oh, God,
Shohei
great.
Has one. Mike Trout still has
Caitlin
one.
Caitlin Clark has one.
Yes.
That's basketball.
I mean,
I think she has baseball,
too. And I know that because now I'm really dealing with that and my kid wanting
to have a $30 million contract?
No, but I think that's a line that you go – that's a superstar line.
I think that, again, the markets are going to go up, and if there is – an organization that I think there will be an organization that's willing to spend in the neighborhood of $25 to $30 million a year. And if it's $30 million a year, I think that a guy who's a two-time All-Star, which I can't see him at 27 having a big chance to slow down, if he is a table setter for a team, there will be a team that's willing to pay that freight. And if we were in a different spot, if I had Kyle Manzardo playing every day and Kyle Manzardo had a buttload of home runs and we were talking about him in Home Run Derby, Stephen Kwan would not be a conversation. Stephen Kwan would not be a conversation. But we don't, and we probably won't for a while, if ever, so Stephen Kwan is in that conversation for this organization for me. What was the argument? So there was something you guys – did you guys want to bring that up, what you guys told me at the end of the show on the podcast, or no?
Yeah.
You guys can do whatever you want on the podcast here. I mean, I'm flying into this blind because I know a little bit of it, but I don't know a lot about this. Is this Indianapolis business you guys wanted to bring up? Okay, yeah. What are we bringing up?
Well, here? Do we need to bring him in here?
I don't know if we need to bring him in here. We'll call it in the ring here if we need to bring him in. So what was the situation?
There is a new Christopher Nolan movie, and it seems like for all the movie buffs, every Christopher Nolan movie that comes out is must watch.
My wife loves Christopher.
Yeah. For all now, I thought Oppenheimer was boring.
Wow!
And for Christopher Nolan to make a boring movie. Has got me shaken. Because obviously I'm not a film buff, like in that sense, but if I'm going to sit down and watch a movie that's going to be
Tenet,
right?
Tenet? Guess what I thought of Tenet? Kay. Boring!
Yeah, I didn't think Tenet was boring. I just thought it was convoluted. And, you know, I don't have time to be watching movies three times to make sure everything adds up. But it was ambitious. I'll give Nolan that. This new one is not coming out. I guess the trailer came out right before Superman, so everybody that has gone to see Superman has seen the trailer to The Odyssey, which is coming out in the summer of 2026. Matt Damon, I think, is Odysseus in that movie. Who else? It's a huge, huge cast, as always. All the Christopher Nolan movies are a huge cast, but they've got people excited about it, and I guess you can already pre-purchase tickets to see this a year from now.
Wow.
In one of the fabled story IMAX theaters.
I don't think I've ever seen a movie in IMAX.
Okay, I have not, but I didn't realize that there would be people willing to travel to see it in, quote, true IMAX. Of course, I did not know that the IMAX theater at Crocker is not considered truly a real IMAX theater. And so Mitch, who at times we have you share his Mitch at the Movies, apparently him and his buddies are getting tickets for Indianapolis.
They've
a year
already
from now.
Bought tickets.
Have he already came, bought them.
He ran into the studio and said he wanted to talk about already buying his tickets a year out. And to me, that is not the story. The story is that you're going to drive 4.5-5 hours to go watch a movie.
Which I would never do.
They'll be showing it in Cleveland. They'll be showing it 5 minutes from your house.
Okay. Well, then I guess we got to bring him in. So Mitch is out there. Joey, go get Mitch. Tell Mitch to get his ass in here. We'll ask him about this. I want to know the reasoning for it. I have several questions. I'm not judging yet. I have several questions. Not judging. I'm about to judge. I think I'm going to get judgmental.
I understand why they're doing it, but I'd like Mitch to explain it.
Get on the microphone, Mitch.
All right.
Get on the mic.
All right.
So you're going to see IMAX. What's the reason to do this in Indianapolis?
So last night they released the first tickets for the IMAX release.
Back away further.
Keep bagging
IMAX
away.
IMAX releases
back, 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 back.
I can hear the levels.
That's all right. So last night they released the IMAX ticket screenings for...
Mitch, you're too far away from the mic.
Can you get closer to the mic, please? Yeah.
For the movie The Odyssey, which is coming out next year.
Is this about The Odyssey, Odyssey?
It's the Homer's Tale.
I'm not watching that stuff.
No, let me tell you something, man.
I'm bored by it now.
Let me tell you something, man. This is going to be the movie that everybody goes to see in 2020.
Mitch came to me and said, look, man, come down here.
You see the people that are working in front of and behind the camera. You understand why last night... my friends got a whole bunch of tickets together. We are going to take a trip to the Indiana State Theater IMAX screening because tickets are already sold out.
All right.
For, and this is for...
Yeah, from one, people in Indianapolis that live right next to the movie theater.
And by the way, this isn't coming out this weekend. This is coming out 1 year from yesterday.
Nobody has a hang-up with the year or the buying tickets to see it. This it is going to Indianapolis.
It is one of the craziest things I've ever seen. I've never seen like an advanced screening like this before sell, but that's why people are excited.
Okay, have you been in an IMAX, a real IMAX theater, since you're an IMAX snob?
The one I was in, you mentioned, I mentioned the Indiana State Theater. We went and saw Sinners a few months ago, and that one was like opened my eyes to what real IMAX is. Because you know we have some IMAX theaters in the state, and I have no like horrible things to say about them, other than the fact that there is a
that you would travel back 5 hours to go see the same movie over just going there. One town over, two towns
exactly.
over.
Exactly. Well, I'm likely.
That sounds like a bad thing to say about it.
I'm likely going to see this film multiple times, but we're going to the Tuesday at 2 p.m. screening. That is the first chance anybody's going to get in the United States to go see this film.
Well, of course, Indianapolis, the hotbed of theater.
Hey, you look at the list of like IMAX theaters this is exclusively releasing to. It's like New York, Los Angeles, Toronto, and it's like all the big cities. And then this one little theater at the Indiana State Museum just happens to be part
of that. The only chance I'm doing this and driving out to Indy is if I got Pat McAfee on one side of me and Caitlin Clark on the other, and they don't even show the movie, they just talk. Then I would maybe do it.
Okay, let's talk about what Mitch is passionate about here. I support people's passions, no matter if I understand them or not. There's some passions I don't support. This whole AI girlfriend boyfriend thing, I think that that's a slippery slope, but. He's passionate about movies. I like movies. I clearly don't like them as much as Mitch. I'm willing to admit that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And then I thought I was a big movie guy. If he wants to go to Indianapolis and go see that movie in IMAX, and if he feels that way, then fine, man. I mean, I would wonder why there's nothing closer. There's nothing in Detroit. There's nothing in Columbus.
We thought about Detroit. We had such a good experience at the Indiana Theater, and I was going to say Detroit, I believe they have an IMAX, but they were not included on the initial list of screenings. So
okay.
Even if we wanted to go there, we couldn't.
Please throw that wrapper away. That's disgusting what you're doing, Anthony. Okay, if you like that, then fine, man. That's your prerogative. I bust Mitch's balls to pieces every chance I get. There's not a lot of things that he does that I'm like, yeah, go and get him. I mean, let's be honest. Are we let's all call it what it is. We're all in a much different place than Mitch in our lives. And yeah. I think we look at Mitch like some little brother who can't get his stuff straight when it comes to becoming a man. And I go, you know what? Just enjoy your life, man. Do that with your buddies and make yourself happy. Lima, you went to Miami and did things that I can't even talk about on the podcast. Owen, you sowed your wild oats when you were in the Pacific Rim. I have my own tales of whimsy from back in the day. Mitch don't have any of that. And while I can act like I'm disappointed in that, Mitch is just a different lifestyle, different background. So if Mitch wants to go with his buddies and go see that movie in IMAX, four and a half, 5 hours away, I don't know, it's his time off, it's his money, I don't give a damn, fine. Congratulations, man.
I appreciate
your movie guy.
I appreciate your sentiment, even though it does feel like the bit of a most backhanded.
I'm not being backhanded. I know I've been brutally honest with you about where I feel about your future is and things like that, and I've talked to you almost like I think all three of us have tried to mentor you at some point about life and career, but also I know I just can't beat up on you all the time about these sort of things. So it's like, okay, he's a movie guy. Let him be a movie guy. And if he wants to go see a movie, it's not my deal. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't have done it when I was single, but he's doing it, and so be it. So I can't force him to live our lifestyle, guys. Can't do it. I'm not trying to do a heel turn on Owen and Lima here, but he's got to be his own man too. Congratulations, Mitch. When is this again?
This is July 16th, 2026.
Wow.
The midnight show or the
2 p.m.
Okay.
Are you at now? Are you actually going to go, or is this like the Miami trip that you definitely were never going?
That we talked about on the podcast. You
were definitely not going.
And then you didn't go.
Well, I'm definitely going to this one because Indianapolis okay. is only a 4.5 hour drive.
Oh, okay. And it's the Midwest, and your parents will let you go to
Miami is a 2-hour and 45-minute flight.
$500 to go.
Yeah, but you can also find a list of things in Indianapolis, Indiana. Just not as much as you can in Miami, Florida. But
sure.
You sure daddy and mommy will not be upset with you for going into Indianapolis and getting into some things there too? Or
I'm sure they'll be none the wiser.
Oh, so you have to hide things from mom and dad at 27 years old.
Not everything. Some things.
What do you hide?
Am I hiding?
What would you want to hide? Mic, Mitch. Yeah, come back to the mic, Mitch. You're now, this is where the balls do get busted.
Don't lean into it too much.
Yeah. You're a grown man, Mitch. What do you got to hide from mom and dad?
Not much, and nothing I want to disclose here.
What are you? Why, wait a minute. Why are you putting inflection on the voice here? Talk like we're all talking here.
No,
that I want to disclose here. Ross Buckingham.
3-2 pitch. Here it comes.
There's nothing I want to disclose currently on these airwaves that I wouldn't say to my own parents.
Ooh, fouled on. Yanked down the third baseline, but foul. We'll do it again, fool.
Texas Leaguer.
A Baltimore chop, if you will.
Gets out from underneath it. He takes a jab step to the left hand. He sizes it up and makes the grab.
Of course.
Two runs, two hits, no errors, no damage done. We head to the bottom of the seventh with the good guys up 3-2. He left.
You guys are so mean to Mitch.
Well, I'm not being mean to him. I'm
tired
honest with
of
him.
Being the guy that sticks up for Mitch all the time.
See, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. We are hard on Mitch. There's things that we would do different. There's things that I encourage him to do. Sometimes I want him to take better advantage of the opportunities that are presented to him. But at the same time, I have to understand he ain't my son. He ain't my little brother. He's got to be his own man, too. So it's like, hey, man, you know what? You and your buddies want to get together, go on a road trip, go to Indianapolis, go watch a movie in Indianapolis at an IMAX theater. You do what you're passionate about. I bet that at Mitch's hometown, there's guys that he knows that think that I'm an idiot or I'm wasting my time, I should say, when I was much younger than Mitch, but when I was younger, going to a race by myself at Michigan. and going on the going as a quote-unquote reporter for my old radio station, which I was basically there to sightsee and talk to some people and get some interviews. So we all have our own thing, man.
But do you think it's just the – because obviously the movie, if you saw it at Crocker compared to Indy, I just don't think it's going to be so dramatically better in Indy that it's worth the drive. But do you think it's the road trip and the bonding that maybe, he's truly in it maybe, for?
Maybe a little bit of that. But there's also if you are passionate about movies. Like I listen – so I listen to all the right movies. Those men are from England, Ireland. Don't get mad at me about my. I don't know exactly where they're
somewhere
from.
Where they play British Opens.
Yeah, they're from there, and they are. When I first heard the podcast, I go, I'm not gonna like this podcast. I shouldn't have started listening to this podcast. I should have just watched the snippets they have on Twitter. They're not as pretentious as I thought they were going to be. I thought they were going to be very pretentious film guys. They're actually really, really – they seem to be really down to earth. But you can tell they love – obviously, they host a movie podcast. They really love film, and they know a lot about it, and they hold it to a high standard. And they believe that film should be watched on the biggest screen possible. And if Mitch feels that way, then – I may not get it, but I also have to understand that people have different passions. Just because he doesn't care about the nuances of the wing tee or doesn't care about 2-3 zone.
Well, this is a good question, though.
I can't bag.
I would love to
love.
Know all the reviewers, all the professional reviewers, especially the ones they always cite on Rotten Tomatoes before they get to the fan scores and everything. You know, back in our day, it was obviously Siskel and Ebert. I think Siskel's still alive, right?
No, Ebert is with Roper. Siskel died.
No, Ebert's been dead, isn't he?
They're both dead.
I didn't know Siskel was dead.
Yeah, Siskel died way before.
Siskel died before Ebert.
Okay.
Like a long time before Ebert.
So I don't think those guys were like trying to go to the biggest theaters to watch the movies. I think they probably would say it gets lost in translation with all the noise and how just crazy sensory overload it might be to watch films, especially the way they're edited and shot today and the way CGI is incorporated. Like, I would like to know if you were to poll the people that do this for a living, how they would want to watch the movie, if they would all choose to go to that place in Indianapolis as opposed to just a normal movie theater.
I would hope it makes that big of a difference. There's a lot of things, I'll give Mitch this credit.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
He still likes new movies. This is where I'm showing my age. There's a lot of new stuff that's coming out, and I just don't care about it, man. And I have not seen Oppenheimer yet. And I don't know when I will. I know how the story goes. Do I need to sit there for 3 hours and watch Cillian Murphy? Cillian Murphy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's a pretty taut sex scene in there, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm back in.
Do I care that much about it? There's a lot of movies that I'm not finding that I really want to see. I will tell you this. The Superman movie that came out. I have no interest to see the Superman movie. Some people have called me weird for that. I said, why? And they go, well, you don't want to see Cleveland in the movie? I go, I see Cleveland every day. I know we're progressive. I see Progressive Field every day, so that doesn't get me to go watch a movie I'm not interested in. I'm not really interested in hero movies. My son asked me yesterday, is there a Fantastic Four movie coming out?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. My son asked me who's my favorite member of the Fantastic Four. I said, Axel, I can't name you any of the Fantastic Four.
Jalen Rose.
I said, that's the Fab Five.
Oh.
I said, I can't name you any of the Fantastic Four. He goes, why? And I was like, I didn't grow up watching those movies. I didn't grow up reading those comics, watching those shows, watching those movies. I like Batman, and that was it. Everything else, I was just watching the Sports Center. So, but I don't begrudge anybody. Obviously, it's a major, major, major business, so I don't begrudge them for liking those movies or being interested in that stuff. It's just, it's not my speed. How can a guy like me, I'll finish my part of this up with this. How can a guy like me rip Mitch for going with his friends as a single man, going with his friends while he's still relatively young and can have his fun? I mean, 20, 27, 28, isn't that young anymore. But, how can I rip him for doing that where I still have a PS3 and I will still play a college football game from 2012 in my office on a PS3 underneath my dynasty, and I will read books based on the history of real life on that college football team and furthermore have a YouTube channel, or not a YouTube playlist, I should say, of different things about that college football program. How dare I rip Mitch for his interests when I'm willing to do something like that?
I mean, that's
pretty hypocritical.
I assume
I
assume Mitch was playing video games. Is he not?
I don't know if he games or not. Does he game? Does he get? Does he have?
Are
the game?
Are you asking me?
Yeah,
that's the wrong person.
Does
to
he
ask.
Game? On this list, I have Minnesota. I have 1984 Gopher football highlights, 77 Gopher football highlights, 1980s Minnesota Golden Gopher recruiting video. There's a 12-minute recruiting video for everybody. Minnesota history of the land. It goes on. 89 Gopher highlights. I have the Lou Holtz press conference when he quit at Minnesota. Yes, Owen?
I'm just disappointed you have all that Minnesota on there. You don't have one single Minnesota State Screaming Eagle highlight at all.
No, I've gone through all a coach, and I always wondered, would they be, they would definitely be rivals in real life, right?
Of
Minnesota
course.
State, Minnesota. The creator of Minnesota, because Hayden Fox is supposed to be after Hayden Fry, the creator went to Iowa, the creator of coach. So I would assume Minnesota State's a Big Ten program.
I just saw yesterday Hayden Grove tweet that his namesake was Hayden, the coach, from the coach. That's what he was named after.
Yes.
But he says he's never seen it. Don't
he's
you think
never seen
he says
coach?
He's never seen it. Wouldn't you have to at least look into it? Now, there is an age gap there, so it wasn't just on when he was young like it was on for us, right?
He's in his 30s now, isn't he?
Yeah, but when did the show stop running? Wasn't it running in the early 90s?
It was on Nick at Night for sure.
And
then syndication.
But it's still...
Because I don't know that I really... We watched it when it was on, but I watched it in syndication more. Because you can get, you know, if you can rip off 2 hours of a syndicated show, and then that gets you a buy-in on it.
Yeah, so, some shows in syndication, man. Like, we stopped what we were doing and went inside. WUAB used to show a half hour, and then they had a whole hour. They had back-to-back episodes.
When I was a kid,
Simpsons every day.
When I was a kid, I've seen every episode of Andy Griffin, and I definitely wasn't alive when that.
You know what? Yeah, that's true.
I've seen every Brady Bunch. And I didn't know that this generation.
Owen, do you think this generation watches that old stuff like we did? Especially because they have YouTube.
Well,
they can just go watch what they want to watch. We didn't have that alternative.
My kids came in. I was watching Drew Carey's show because now it's. Getting a big syndication run, right? And it's starting to stream and things like that. I was watching that and my son came in and he goes, "What is this?" And I go, "It's a show about this. It's in Cleveland. It takes place in Cleveland, whatever, you know, and we're talking about that." And he goes, "Is this new?" And I go, "No, this is old." And not until they start to talk about technology do you realize that these shows that are now 30 years old are that old, because you could tell when a show was 30 years old in 1990.
That's the only thing that
you can't tell it as much now.
Yes,
except for technology.
And I will finish up my part with this.
And maybe hairstyles.
I know we got to go. That's the only thing that I'm truly disappointed in. When people like won't watch old shows or movies, and they go, "Well, it's too old." I go, "You're missing out on a real glimpse of what life was like."
Yeah.
When those movies were made, when those TV shows were made, like Archie Bunker. And like All in the Family, that was as real as it gets. I mean, his chairs in the Smithsonian, those were, it's exaggerated a little bit because there has to be comedy there, but those were conversations that were happening in houses with that language in the 1970s that was happening in houses. I think you lose chances. Like Drew Carey, that's a look back into history.
Well, not to mention
how good the Indians were. Look, I mean, all that stuff.
Not to mention the young people that end up becoming film directors, producers, showrunners.
Mm-hmm.
They do watch all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I hear them talk about it, someone on a podcast will be like, "Well, that was before your time." They're like, I took this in school. I took this very seriously. Like, we didn't in sports just forget about the past. I know I make fun of you for knowing so much about the past.
And
I'm like, I'm not as much a historian as you are, but I have gone back to look at the people I'm supposed to know about.
You have to. You got to compare.
I didn't ignore Jim Brown or Otto Graham. And the young filmmakers, like, their sources of inspiration are the stuff that has sometimes come before them that they never saw. Same thing music. I mean, there is a big movement right now with local with the TikTok generation that they're going back and listening to music that was way before their time to judge the merits of it.
I think it's important to go back and see some of the. I think, man, I'm going to text Hayden. He's got to go back. That's on Roku. You got to go back and see what it was. See, maybe I'm just a nerd about it. That's why I shouldn't be hammering on people for their interests. Some guys go to Indianapolis to watch movies in a year, and some guys sit in their office and open up their season from NCAA 12 against Akron to defend their national championship.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.